Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The wait is finally over. OpenAI just announced Sora is now available to everybody, or at least some people. I think the site maybe has crashed because you no longer can create an account, but it's here and it finally has arrived. So we are going to talk about some of the features today and some of the test videos that have come out of this. But Jaden, before we get into that, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yes, our school community is an amazing place where if you've ever wanted to start an AI side hustle or grow and scale your current business with AI tools, we would love to have you as a member of our school community. It's $100 a month, and every single week we release exclusive pieces of content there, videos, breakdowns, all of the stuff we can't share publicly about our businesses, how we're growing them, what AI tools, workflows, automations we're using. All of that is in the school community. We have over 250 members that have now joined, and everyone shares in the community tab different things that they're trying, different insights that they're getting, and some really amazing different side hustles. So if you're interested in making money with AI tools, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle school community and help you learn exactly how to grow and scale your business. Different side hustles we've done to make, you know, how I made $19,000 in 3 months by creating some free Amazon review videos. They had a new program again this year, becoming an AI consultant, how one of my friends is making $20,000 for speaking engagements as an AI consultant, and so much more. So would love to have you. There's a link in the description to the AI Hustle school community. Again, only $100 a month. In the future, maybe higher than that, but if you lock in that price, it will never be raised on you. All right, let's get into OpenAI Sora, what they're doing. A lot of really interesting stuff here. Jamie, I know that you were kind of going around and watching this kind of in-depth review from Marcus Brownlee, which went over some of the limitations. Now, the reason why we have to rely on a couple of these review videos is because it's actually over on Sora.com. This is where we're getting the actual video to see what this is capable of. But as of today, if you go to the top, it says account creation is currently unavailable. So obviously, they have a massive amount of users. They said, we're currently experiencing heavy traffic and have temporarily disabled Sora's account creation. If you've never logged into Sora before, please check back again soon. So what's interesting is this is not just built into ChatGPT. It's not just, you know, an OpenAI thing. So I tried logging in with my OpenAI account. It did not work. They said, if you haven't logged into Sora.com specifically, which of course no one has because it's just launched, you're pretty much locked out. So we're hoping they scale and add some new usage soon, but all sorts of really interesting videos are being made. People are talking about it. Jamie, from the demo that you've been watching on this, like how good is this? And I guess as a video maker yourself and a YouTuber, how likely would you be to use a tool like this?
Yeah, so I watched it's a 16-minute video by Marcus Brownlee, MKBHD. If you're interested, you can go find it over on YouTube. But he had early access to Sora, and so he kind of went through and tested out some of, giving it some different prompts, and he also tested out some limitations of Sora. And there's some really interesting things you may not see at first glance, but one of the things he talked about is that it doesn't really understand physics so much. So the footage looks great. If you look at like demo footage on Sora.com on their website, just some really, beautiful imagery. But he was more saying when you took like a photo to video and you wanted to animate like a photo into a video, he had a picture of himself like catching a Frisbee, like dive catching a Frisbee. And I didn't really understand how to turn him into a moving object because they didn't know, you know, which direction his body was heading or which direction the Frisbee was heading. So he was just kind of pointing out some limitations where it still at this point looks like, you know, it's in a lot of cases, you can still recognize it as AI video. But he did say it worked really well with more abstract imagery. Like I think Jaden here on the screen has he uploaded a picture of some leaves with banjos and said animate these to dance. And it did a really good job of animating the photo or the photo into a video because they were cartoon characters. So that it really works really well for that. And also more abstract artistic imagery. But he was kind of just saying, again, here's that picture of him diving to catch a Frisbee. I didn't really know. Yeah. If you're watching
Frisbee, Spotify, like turned into a soccer ball midair.
Yep. Yep. It kind of does some funny things and it's very obvious. Oh yeah. The kangaroo jumping too is another funny one where he couldn't quite figure out how to jump. So, anyways, either way, it's very impressive. I think it'll be, I don't think it'll be interesting to see where it goes. The other thing he mentioned is that at this point, they're imposing heavy limitations on, they don't want to have any copyright material uploaded. So if you're, you know, even if your clothing has logos on it or things like that, it won't generate, you know, an image to video for you. It also won't generate, it won't, you know, you can't upload images of people under 18, things like that. So they're trying to take a lot of precautions. It seems like they tried to cover as many bases as they could before they release this. But Jane, what do you think about it? What have you seen so far?
So I'm going to be 100% honest, and it's pretty much, I think you'll be able to make some decent things and people make some cool stuff out of it. But I think generally it's still got a long ways to go before it's very useful. And I don't say this as like, oh yeah, AI video's got a long way to go. I think Sora's got a long way to go. I think Runway has solved a lot of these problems. Pika Labs has solved a lot of these problems. It just feels like Runway and OpenAI are a bit behind. And what's interesting to me, which I could be proven completely wrong because they have 12 days of like OpenAI where they're announcing a new thing every single day. I think for the first couple days, people were maybe underwhelmed by some of their announcements. And so that's why today, Monday, which is like the first day of the week, they're like, okay, just send it. Let's just announce Sora today. Sora goes on Monday. It's going to generate some hype. And anyways, I think it's cool. I think it's awesome. I'll use it. I know it'll get better. But what I will say is I think that there's already video models, Kling, Pika, even Runway, that have solved like a lot of the the physics problems that this one seems to be lacking. Now, can you make cool stuff with it? 100%. And they have a lot of cool controls and interface that I think is really awesome. So they're doing some cool stuff, but I still think that it's got a long way to go before it is really, really powerful. Now, one thing I wanted to mention that is really interesting with it when it comes to the kind of UI and interface of the actual tool is they have some cool settings. Some of their cool settings that I've seen in their like latest demo video is that they allow you to pick the quality of the video. So you could do 480p. You can pick the length of the video. So you can say, okay, I want it to be 5 seconds long. And then they have like a little bubble that will pop up and show you exactly how many credits or tokens it's going to use when you generate that. So you can edit your prompt. You can, after you generate something, you can go and edit the prompt. You can view your story. You can recut it. You can remix it. You can blend it, or you can loop it. So turn it into like a loop. There's a lot of really cool UI things in here that I think they're doing that I'm personally excited about. But again, I just think the underlying foundational model might not be as good as something that you're going to get just out of Pika or Runway even.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at the demo clips, a lot of their scenery is beautiful and almost indistinguishable, some of it, from reality. But like you said, when it comes to people and movements, it definitely seems to struggle. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Runway and how they have the stylistic elements you can add to. And so you can almost have come up with like a, you know, kind of a color grade for what you want the style of the image to look like. And I don't know if I haven't tested it yet, but I don't know if Sora has this yet or not, or if they're going to incorporate it in the future. But yeah, so far a decent tool. I would have to agree though, a little underwhelming compared, because mostly because we've been waiting so long and we saw these clips, you know, back in May of what it would look like. And so, yeah, I don't know.
Yep. So one thing I will say, it can generate 1080p footage, which is awesome. But of course it takes longer. So it's 8 times longer to generate 1080p footage than it takes to generate 480p footage. But I mean, that makes sense. 99% of the time, if you're going to post this on YouTube or anywhere else, you need it to be 1080p. So that makes sense to me. There's some cool stuff you can do. If you're going to do like a 1080p video, it can take a couple of minutes to actually generate. So it's not super fast, but you know, a thing that's interesting about it taking a couple of minutes to generate a video is like, if you're using, O1, for example, or O1 preview on ChatGPT, sometimes I've had it think for a couple of minutes before coming up with a really sophisticated response to something. So it seems like all of these AI models really need a lot more compute. So yeah. And another thing that Marcus Brownlee said about the whole thing is it takes a couple of minutes to generate a 1080p video, but that's also when there's almost no one using it. He's one of the few people that were allowed in. So when, you know, they roll this out and everyone can be using it, it's going to be tricky. Now, one thing that OpenAI does have to balance is just literally the compute that they have access to and available. These AI models use a lot of it. It's really expensive. It seems like they've sort of run out or hit a plateau. And, you know, they've said like, hey, look, we're worried about like XAI or Elon Musk or other people getting access to more compute than us. And it's tricky because they want to roll out these really cool products like Sora, but like they might not even have enough compute to be able to keep up with the demand for those products. So it's an interesting place to be in. And yeah, they're definitely going to have a bit of a struggle with that. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah, I did just see on there, they do have a storyboard feature, which I didn't realize until reading this, but apparently you can, you know, link AI generated clips together on their storyboard and kind of have consistent themes throughout. So they are trying to kind of solve that issue, it sounds like. So that was good to see.
That's really good. Okay, I want to really just quickly just talk about the, so they can, you can do media upload, you can upload like images there, for example, and turn them into video, but they have an interesting agreement and essentially the safety features they have, which I think are pretty good. I just want to read them so that you're aware. So you essentially, when you upload videos, people have to confirm that they are not uploading media that has people without their consent or under the age of 18, like you mentioned, Jamie. You cannot upload media containing violence or explicit themes. You agree you have all the rights to the media you upload. Misuse of media uploads may result in your account being suspended or banned without a refund. Okay, so that all makes a lot of sense. I think it's good that they're taking, you know, safety seriously on the video stuff. I still wonder though, maybe they're going overboard, maybe they're going underboard, maybe it's just necessary. It'll be interesting to see what people are actually able to create from this. I think we're gonna have to wait till we get our hands on with it. I'll say I'll reserve like too much judgment until I actually get my hands on, because I want to be able to test this, and unfortunately it's a little bit blocked as to how much usage, but overall it looks like a pretty promising project.
Yeah, I mean, it was just announced this morning, so yeah, we'll see. I'm anxious to get access to it as well. So thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. If you got any value out of it at all, please leave us a review. Those mean a lot to us, and we read every single one. And again, check out our school community. It's a great place to connect and learn more about AI and how you can make money with it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.